Hello again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff in for Alan Chartok today. Over the last few years, before Massachusetts and New York have tossed the dice on allowing for the development of Las Vegas-style casinos, Pennsylvania went that way. Connecticut went that way. New Jersey's had casinos for a long time. Earlier today, Mohegan Sun, which operates a casino in nearby Connecticut, unveiled a new design for their proposed project in Palmer, Massachusetts. They face competition from MGM Resorts and Hard Rock International for the sole license available in Western Mass. Last month, the New York State Legislature approved a deal that would allow for the development of up to four casinos in regions across the state, including the Hudson Valley and the Capital Region, ultimately a few more downstate. And if you're a New York voter, you'll be hearing so much more of this. I recall before the legislature voted, there were robocalls going out pro and con on this issue. So today we want to know what you think of casinos. Are the odds of economic benefits worth betting on, or do they attract more trouble than they're worth? Give us a call. We've talked about this before, but for those in Massachusetts and New York, it is getting to be crunch time. 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. The way we could play it is this. If you are listening in Connecticut or in Pennsylvania or in New Jersey, you've had casino gambling for some time now. And I'd be interested in your thoughts about, you know, how it's worked out, or maybe it hasn't worked out. If you're in New York, you have a decision to make come the fall. And ultimately, it comes down to what the voters say. And we'll talk about where they split right now, according to Quinnipiac, in a moment. So where would you stand? How would you vote? The number to call is 1-800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. If you're in Vermont, well, I guess you're Switzerland in this. You're uninterested, or you don't have a horse in this race. So you can sort of get some detached perspective on this. So I want to hear from you as well. 1-800-348-2551 is the number. And there is a nice piece in the Times Herald Record from, I think, middle of last week. Steve Israel did it. And he talked about the voters and the way they're looking on this. Now, the voters are almost split on changing the state constitution to allow casinos in New York. 48% say the change is a good idea. 45% say it's bad, according to this poll, which was done early this month, June 6th. And according to Steve Israel, what makes the referendum result even more questionable is the poll's geographic breakdown. In New York City, where, you know, most people are going to vote, the largest portion of the electorate in this particular vote will be in New York, because there's a mayor's race. And in New York, 46% are for changing the Constitution, 47% are against gambling. And upstate, it's a little different, 49% for, 43% against. In the suburbs of New York City, it's even more for, 50% for, 44% against. But statewide, it's 48-45 at this point in favor of casino gaming. So we want to know what you think. 1-800-348-2551 is the telephone number. And of course, you know, there'll be opposition from out-of-state interests as well, as Steve Israel points out in his article. Penn National, they own things. They're looking to put something in Massachusetts as well. And they own products in Maryland and Pennsylvania. Remember back 12 years ago, the Catskills looked like they were going to get casinos. Looked like Donald Trump may have had something to do with a campaign against that. And then there are the moral obligations and the moral questions. The Saugerties-based Coalition Against Gambling in New York already against this. What do you think? 1-800-348-2551 is the number. 1-800-348-2551. Religious groups intend to oppose it. I think that there are a lot of people in the Catskills, business people, who have seen things go south, who are, we got to do something here. And it looks like the Catskills may get two if the voters approve it. And I frankly don't think it's a slam dunk. At one time, I thought, oh, yeah, this will definitely go through. And you know what? There'll be a lot of advertising. You'll be so sick of hearing about casinos by the end of this summer. And maybe that'll have a negative effect on the voters. Now, in Massachusetts, it's a done deal. It's just a question of where. Hard Rock is looking at the Big E, I think, in West Springfield. MGM, if you go online and you look at their website, They have an MGM Springfield site. It shows their grand vision for what they want to do. Mohegan just announced their big proposal today, something like $1 billion all told. 152 acres in Palmer. So someone in Western Mass will have a casino, and maybe New York is too late to the game anyway. If the voters say yes, is it saturated? Is it a saturated market? Now, put it in perspective. There is a financial angle to this for the states. In Connecticut, I pulled the numbers from the state website. The Connecticut casinos, the two, Mohegan Sun and Foxwoods, what they put in the general fund in 2012, $344+ million. It's down from, I think, a peak of about $430 million in 2007. But $344 million going into the general fund in Connecticut. And I think lawmakers say, well, we've cut our deals with the Native American casinos. We're going to get a cut of this. Boy, we'll be on Easy Street. Taxes will go down, right? Well, I'll believe that when I see it. These are the same folks who said the tolls would go away on the New York State Thruway. However, in theory, there could be a sizable chunk of change going into the general fund. However, you're dealing with the social costs. And I think I saw in this legislation that there will be a $500 fee in New York for every slot machine and table game that will go toward problem gambling addiction. $500 for each table game and slot machine. So is that enough? Well, there are people who say it's not enough. The Saugerties-based group referenced in Steve Israel's column in the Times-Herald Record said, oh, that's not even close to the social costs. So I want to hear from you at 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551 is our telephone number. And we have some calls on the line, but we have one open call, and we'll get to you in just a moment. This from the AP. Mohegan Sun has unveiled renderings of its new, more elaborate plans for a casino in Palmer. The Connecticut's casino's executive were in Western Massachusetts last night to present its $1 billion proposal to residents. It now includes an indoor-outdoor water park featuring kayaking and zip lining. Wow. And gambling, by the way, too. Mohegan Sun's original proposal came in at about $600 million, but they are upping the ante considerably with the competition that is going on there. And again, we will hear so much about this in New York. Those of us who live here will be, we will have had enough. We will make our choice at the voting booth. Let's go to Jonathan in Norfolk, Mass. Jonathan, you're first.
I don't think we should have any restrictions on gambling at all. I don't think they should be licensed. I think they should be open to competition, which would reduce profit. And I have absolutely against all restrictions on gambling.
But do you mentioned not licensed. So, in other words, the state would not be involved at all in making sure that these are honest operations?
I think if they weren't honest, people would go to honest operations, would they not?
Mm-hmm.
Like in every other activity we have. You go to an honest dealer of motor cars, not a dishonest dealer of motor cars. You also go to where you're going to get the best deal. So presumably, as we know, gaming is stacked in favor of the house.
It certainly is.
But presumably you would go to that place which was less stacked against you. So, you know, I think all this restrictions are in fact an example of modern kleptocracy, where industrial interests and the government are in cahoots to rip off the public.
Well, they certainly want their cut, that's for darn sure. Now, if you were a betting man yourself, and I'm not sure if you are, what do you think the prospects are in New York? Yes or no? Voters.
I would hope the voters would vote down this idea and go back, and someone would persuade them to change the Constitution such that anybody can open any gambling place.
Mm.
You know, I think the restrictions on gambling provide opportunities because any restriction increases profit and attract people who are interested in that,
yeah.
Which is the government, which is crime. and which is big business. So, again, I just say that the restrictions placed through the licensing process restricts the amount of gambling that would take place, which results in a higher price, monopoly, and government and crime rake-off.
Well, you know, an interesting take, one that I did not expect right out of the chute, but Jonathan, you're good at that. Thanks a lot for the call. 1-800-348-2551 is our telephone number. 1-800-348-2551. Get in now. We'll get back to the calls in a moment.
Support for WAMC comes from the Garrison in the Hudson Highlands, featuring an 18-hole golf course, restaurants and terrace dining, weddings, getaway packages, and Hudson River views. TheGarrison.com. Don Muller Gallery, Northampton, Massachusetts, specializing in jewelry, custom designs, handcrafted glass, and gifts by American artists since 1978. Facebook and DonMullerGallery.com. Healthy Living Market and Cafe, working to support local agriculture with organic products, community outreach, and jobs, open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., healthylivingmarket.com. Glens Falls Hospital, serving 6 counties in the southern Adirondacks and 28 locations, Big City Medicine, Hometown Care, Twitter, Facebook, and glensfallshospital.org. And Washington County Tourism, celebrating Independence Day throughout the county with parades, music, carnivals, activities for children and adults, and fireworks. WashingtonNYCounty.com.
one 800 348 2551 is our number. It's Vox Pop on WAMC. Today we take our own referendum here on casino gambling. The voters in New York will go to the polls in November and make that decision, yay or nay. And then we'll see how fast it moves after that. Our listeners in Massachusetts know it's moving fairly quickly. And let's get the perspective from Vermont. It's Fred, actually, in Hurley, New York. Well, how are you going to give me the perspective in Vermont?
Hi, Ray. I grew up in Vermont.
Oh, I see.
And Union Carbide is the main, you know, manufacturing company that employs most of the people in Bennington, Vermont. And they would line buses up on payday, Friday, to take them, to take everybody to Atlantic City.
You're kidding me.
I'm not kidding you.
Did they get a cut?
They've been doing it for 25, 30 years now.
Okay.
Okay. And so in the meantime, the other thing that Bennington does is make batteries for cars, parts for Nissan and all these companies. And every time they move a new company in, they, you know, downsize the wages, they downsize the benefits, they downsize the hours.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's like, you know, so I'm trying to cover a couple bases here.
Yeah.
It's not a pretty picture, basically.
Yeah.
And so, you know, but they ship everybody straight down to Atlantic City on payday. And so, you know, my father is hooked on going to the casinos and whatever, and you know, now, you know, it's like, and of course the casinos give them free hotel rooms.
Sure.
Food, you know, it's like, you know, they're buying them off. And on top of that, you know, from what I understand, as far as like the what we all know or what's supposedly known, is that, you know, their take is 53-47. Okay, so they're, you know, they're taking 6% of the top, you know, but
the casino is, or the company.
Go to your other, you know, your previous caller. You know, it's like, you know, it's like, do we really know what the takes are and all of all
well,
of
we
that.
Know in Connecticut what it is, right? I gave those numbers about.
I didn't hear. I'm sorry.
It's a percentage of the slot take. I think it's the gross slots is what the Connecticut deal is. And in 2012, it was $344 million and change that went to the Connecticut General Fund. And I think a peak of about 430.
No, but I mean, do you know what the percentages are?
You mean what percent? Well, the percentage that I'll come out with money if I go there?
You know, everybody's takes.
I have no idea. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
There's a little piece for everybody, though. I'll tell you that.
You know, I also live in Manhattan,
yeah.
And so in the meantime, you know, so we have a general perspective about how things work down there, also, and it's basically a 53-47% take.
Mm.
And so, but you know, that's all. You know,
well,
you just don't know. Who's watching the ship? You know, can we trust the people who are watching the ship? And I think that's my question at the moment.
So, in other words, you're talking about the win-loss of the person who goes, the people who go?
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
okay. Well, I think they have to report that.
Always takes 53%, and, you know, the general population takes 47%.
Right. Now, there is a percentage of people who say, well, you know what? That room is free. That dinner is free. This is my entertainment money I would have spent going to a hotel.
And they're having a great time.
Well,
you
some,
know, they
some
really
do.
Yeah. Love it. And so, you know, so that's the other thing that I wanted to bring up besides my question is, you know, who's paying for what? Who's, you know, what are the real numbers?
Yeah.
And all of that kind of thing.
So all right. Well, that's a great perspective. Hey, Fred, thanks a lot for the call. We go now to Jeff, you're on the Connecticut-Massachusetts border. Which side are you on, Jeff?
I'm on the Connecticut side.
All right, buddy, you're on.
Just wanted to comment, and I believe you just quoted those numbers that goes into the Connecticut General Fund from the revenue from the casinos.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's kind of like a little smoke and mirrors games that I believe that the Connecticut legislature is playing because they are so far in the red. Like, you can talk, I don't care if they put $20 billion into the general fund every year. They spend it.
Well,
so that's just something for what's that? Yeah, they're in the red now.
Well, I mean, that can hardly be the casino's fault, though, right? I mean,
that's right. But it's something that the voters of New York State, or too bad it's too already late in Massachusetts. But it's just something in the that people in New York State have to be aware of. The more they have, they're going to spend it. And you know, I know you mentioned $500 per slot machine or something for treatment for people that have gambling addictions.
Yeah.
And is that per year or is that a one-time thing?
You know, I asked that same question, and the article, I think it was in Crain's New York.
Okay.
And it didn't say. It just said, oh, here it is. This is from CNBC. The agreement also imposes a $500 fee on every slot machine and table game at casinos to be used to address gambling addiction. But you're right. If it's a one-time fee, it doesn't go very far.
No, and read the fine print, folks, because as I recall, when the Indian casinos went in Connecticut, the revenue, there was a certain amount supposed to go towards education.
Yeah.
And it only went towards that the first year.
And isn't it funny?
And the rest of it, it just disappears. And it gets spent. It's great. It's great that it creates revenue. Connecticut was ranked 50th for growth in industry just not too long ago, within the last month, when they had the ranking for manufacturing. I mean, there's manufacturing in Northwest Connecticut. People, I know somebody that works, they make turbine blades for jet engines for Pratt & Whitney, all different for the military. And it's like they're cutting back, you know, and all that's something else to keep in mind. Sequester from the government and the president and everything. It's like everyone's cutting back, so the government's definitely going to need some more revenue, and I'm sure they'll get it from the casinos. I'm sorry, I'm in Pittsfield up here.
Yeah, we're losing you, Jeff, but thanks a lot for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go over to Larry in Catskill. Larry, you're on. Hello, Larry. Goodbye, Larry. I sense a dial tone coming up. There it is. All right, let's go to Richard in North Adams. Richard, you're on. Hello, Richard.
The interest isn't so much in the money or the morality. It's in the environment.
Okay.
And I just want to throw in this thought that I've seen giant casinos that look environmentally ruinous, mm-hmm. and I've seen little vest pocket casinos, not much bigger than convenience stores, environmentally unintrusive. So I'd say I'm in favor of little vest pocket casinos, and I'm against the giant things that pave over the landscape, fill the roads with gridlock, and so forth.
Yeah, have you been to either of the Connecticut casinos? They're quite large.
Yeah, That's my impression, and that's not what I'm all in favor of anywhere. If they're going to exist already, okay, let them exist. But we don't need more of that stuff paving over the landscape.
All right, sir. Well, I appreciate your call. Thank you, Richard. 1-800-348-2551 is our telephone number. 1-800-348-2551. Well, look who's here. It's Tom Jobe. I didn't even know you were in the office today.
I am in the office just for Vox Pop today, just to come in because I was so interested in in the casino conversation.
Liar.
So I don't lie to you.
What do you have?
Two comments from Facebook. One from Sarah saying, nope, do not want it. In addition to the misgivings I have about actual gambling, I am deeply concerned about the effect on performance venues that might have to contend with the exclusive contracts casinos get with big-name performers. A 50-mile radius from Springfield affects all venues in the Northampton Amherst area, as well as Pittsfield, Greenfield, and Worcester.
Interesting.
Yeah. And Al, lousy way to stimulate an economy. More problems than benefits to the entire region. I think there is enough evidence by now throughout the country to understand this is wrong road to take.
Okay. Well, Tom Jobe, thanks a lot. Were those via the email? Or
those were via Facebook today.
Okay, you can do that. You can go to our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/WAMC Radio. Or you could go to, let's see, what else could you do, Tom?
We've got the Twitter.
Right, and that is?
WAMC Radio as well.
Or you could send an email, right?
To voxpop@wamc.org.
Fair enough.
Or just go to the VoxPop page on WAMC.org, and there's a discussion form right on the bottom of the page.
Amazing.
Technology.
Nice to have you here. Tom Jobe, ladies and gentlemen. 1-800-348-2551 if you want to communicate the old-fashioned way. You know, Governor Cuomo made the point, and many lawmakers have made the point in support of this for New York, that, hey, listen, this money's going out the door anyway. This is going to Connecticut. This is going to Pennsylvania. This is going to New Jersey. Why not have it go here? All right, there's that argument. Now we go to Lee in Ulster. Lee, you're on.
Hi.
Hi.
You know, that argument is such a tough argument. It's going to go somewhere. People who gamble will gamble.
Yeah.
You know, the inclination is to see the state interfering with behavior I don't disagree with as being interfering, and having something to say about behavior I do disagree with as being sensible regulation. I don't know how you deal with it. My personal opinion is that for all the strum and drang about how they set this up, they never seem to pay a lot of attention to what they do. The state does with that money,
and that's what another caller brought up,
yeah,
saying, you know,
I heard it, yeah,
$344 million last year to Connecticut. Yeah, they're going to spend it all, and I think that's
a lot
that's
of what
concern.
New York was supposed to pay for education. You know, the argument is that it is paying for education; it's just paying for it out of the general fund. Eh. Not
yeah.
really what's happening there, and the thing is that once the thing starts rolling, like everything else, people lose track of what their opinion about it was because it's not in their face all the time.
Yeah,
I mean, unless you're standing behind a guy who's, you know, obviously going to spend $30 on the lottery every day at the same, you know, at the same coffee counter
while you're trying to get your coffee, yes.
While all you want to do is pay for your coffee and go, you know, you can have an eye roll about it. But how do you deal with mega casinos and the amount of money that the legislators are allowing to be taken out of people's pockets without looking bad like they're taxing them?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, and of course they'll make the argument, and I think there's a certain amount of validity to it, that it will up the employment rolls to some extent. Now, you could make the argument that, well, these are not good jobs, quote unquote, and others will tell you, well, these are pretty decent good jobs with benefits.
The people that I know who need a job, they're not going to be fussy. But,
yeah.
You know, they just want a job. And I get that part. But the whole thing still seems shoddy. It seems like the cheap way out, the easy way out, the no pain, you know, the no pain way, you know, to look like you're taking a step forward.
Have you made up your mind? And I won't ask you how you're going to vote, but have you made up your mind the way you will vote on this referendum?
I am disinclined for a couple of the reasons that I spoke of. I want to see something that really nails down what the state does with that money, and that the state has to account for that money in some kind of a sensible way.
Hmm.
Not that it gets swallowed up in the general fund. And if they're not willing to do that, then I am disinclined to be supportive.
Well,
you know, if you're going to do this, at least, you know, look like grown-ups about why you're doing it.
Yeah. Well, you make a point. Lee, thanks a lot. 1-800-348-2551 is our number. 1-800-348-2551. Larry in Catskill, I think we tried to get him in here earlier, and then we had a dial tone. Are you there now, Larry?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Ray.
Hi.
I am highly opposed to gambling and casino gambling.
Okay.
And number one, I think it's such a false sense of economy. It's just, and of course, politicians love it because of the revenue, and they don't have to raise taxes. It's an easy way for them to garner revenue.
Right.
But in general, I think just gambling is such a low-life activity. Well, when you take into consideration that the average American is basically fat, dumb, lazy, and ignorant,
well,
what do you expect? I mean, they got better things to do with their life. No.
Well, that's a gross generalization, Larry. That's a bit harsh, don't you think?
No, well, I don't mind saying it because that's the way I feel.
All right, man.
No, I mean, there are far too many people that are just don't care, and they spend their time at a gambling table. It's just a low-life activity. I'm highly opposed.
Okay, man. Hey, thanks a lot for the
call.
Thank
you, Ray.
I appreciate it, Larry, very much, and we know where Larry stands. Let's go to Ellen in Ellenville. Ellen, you're on.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
First of all, I don't know. A lot of the callers seem to be fixated on one or another things, but I am for it because,
okay,
number one, we should let people do what they would like to do, like with the same-sex marriage. I was for that only because people should be allowed to do what's in their hearts and what they want to do. Government should not stand in their way.
Okay.
And I feel the same about gambling. Now, there's a lot of illegal gambling going on now. And if we had a casino here in Ellenville, New York, at the Neverly Hotel, which some people may remember was a beautiful, beautiful resort as far as the property goes. There's lakes, there's ponds, there's waterfalls, there's acres and acres of gorgeous rolling landscape, there's a golf course. This is all there right now.
Mm.
When it was the Neverly Resort, it was one of the premier places. You had Grossinger's and you had Concord.
Sure.
And you had the Neverly. And then you had other ones down from there. But it has been empty for several, several years now. People in the village of Ellenville have lost a lot of jobs that used to go on there. They used to make good money with tips in the summer, good money for this area. Now, we are not in village of Ellenville. People are not living on Wall Street, so they don't need a Wall Street salary.
Right.
They need a salary that's good for Ellenville. And the Neverly Hotel, when it was a resort and hotel, when it was a resort, provided that. And I think if they have gambling there at the Neverly, and we have a gentleman who's working very hard to get that through, Michael Trainer, I think his name is. In any case, they're going to keep the beautiful property, the beautiful landscapes, the pond, the this, the that, the golf course. So it's going to look like the old Neverly did, only better. You know, they're going to spruce it up. And then people who, like in Ellenville, who don't have access perhaps to a lot of New York City gambling on sports and whatever, they don't have to be trying to do that. They can gamble here if they want or whatever. But there's so much online gambling and other gambling and illegal gambling,
yeah,
that this way, if someone wants to do legal gambling, the opportunity is there. The Neverly Resort is preserved. It's improved on, and it's a gorgeous, gorgeous property. I mean, really and truly is. And there's no reason why we really should not have it. If you don't want, I'm 73.
Mm-hmm.
I probably will not be doing a lot of gambling there.
No, you never know.
Well, who knows? But it's not my thing. I have visited Foxwood,
mm-hmm,
and I have visited Monticello Raceway, but one time each.
Yeah.
One time each. So I'm sure I'll go one time, or maybe even five times if the Neverly is approved. So, but you know, it's not for me. I don't have children living in the area. It's not for my children or grandchildren. It's for everybody in the village of Ellenville to have another chance like they had in the 50s.
Like the golden age.
Yeah. Right. It was the garden spot of the Catskills.
Yeah. No, and, you know, I drove through the Catskills not too long ago, and I said, boy, you know, when I was a kid, I remember this place was hopping when we drove
right,
through.
Right, exactly. So I see no reason why we can't have it. If the state makes some money, great. If the people in Ellenville get better jobs or some jobs, great. If there's a little nightlife and entertainment that maybe I want to go down on a Saturday night, great. You know, there's all good things. And if people are worried about the state not handling the money correctly, well, we have Cuomo in there now. He's shaking everybody's tails up and doing it. Let's put pressure on Andrew and just tell Andrew, Cuomo, you know, you're the governor. Make sure this gambling money goes to such and so. You watch it. We're counting on you. You know you're going to be reelected again. And if you don't watch the gambling money, you won't be reelected again. I mean, there's all sorts of ways of getting the money to the state. I see no reason, if someone doesn't like gambling, if it's against their religion or their morals or they're worried about spending too much money, don't go. Just don't go to the gambling places, but let other people have the choice that they wish to have.
Well, Ellen, I hope that those who are in favor of this just heard what you had to say, and, you know, I think they could probably write all their commercials for the summer campaign with what you just said. But thanks a lot for the call. We're going to take a break here. 1-800-348-2551. Casinos, the referendum comes in New York. They're coming in Massachusetts. Let's hear what you have to say.
Support for WAMC comes from Foresight Land Services, Pittsfield, Massachusetts. For 45 years, offering civil engineering, land surveying, land planning, and environmental permitting to private and municipal clients in the Berkshires and Eastern New York. ForesightLand.com. Identity Eyewear, Albany, New York. Women owned and operated with a combined 70 years experience. Eye exams by appointment, 518-459-2638. College Street Motors, Amherst, Massachusetts, specializing in foreign and domestic car and truck repair services and 24-hour towing and recovery service for over 30 years. CollegeStreetMotors.com. The Tang Teaching Museum and Art Gallery at Skidmore College, providing exhibits, public events, and educational programs for audiences of all ages for the Capital District and beyond. 518-580-8080. And the Turning Stone Resort, offering hotel accommodations and golf, as well as spa treatments, racket sports, dining, entertainment, and nightlife. TurningStone.com.
One 800-348-2551 is our number. It's Vox Pop on WAMC. 800-348-2551. Let's go to Carl in Palatine. Hiya, Carl.
Are you? Hello, my friend.
How are you, sir?
Tom Kraft. How are you?
What's happening?
Hasn't our government already done the entire battery on casino game, which cannot pay off? Cannot pay off.
What do you mean?
Which no one. Haven't we borrowed so much money?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Haven't we borrowed so much money? Haven't we now played a game whereby people who overborrowed on credit cards, overborrowed on mortgage, having on.
I see what you're saying.
And hasn't, first and foremost, I put up a name, Benjamin Shalom Bernanke, who has a brilliant mind. Doesn't he understand? And he does, I'm sure, that there has been a transfer, as you tried to tell your boss, Alan.
All right, Carl. Hey, Carl, are you okay? You sound like you're under the weather, my friend. Are you all right? All right, we're going to move on. Thanks, Carl. Let's go to John in Guilderland. John, you're on.
Hey, I'm going to keep my perspective short and in general, basically.
Okay.
And I would just like to say that I think that there's enough ways for people who have lots and lots of money to siphon the money off of the small person already. Okay. And I just don't think that building another casino and just offering another way to take large amounts of money away from low to middle income people. I just don't think it's a good idea.
But now, but you're then instinctively saying, and the inference here is that people are don't have any capacity to make their own decision. Yes.
No, I mean, you're right about that. I'm not for taking away people's freedoms, and I'm not morally against it. It's just I don't feel if they were going to build a casino in Connecticut or New York in which every taxpayer got an equal share, I'd be all for that. But the fact that one guy is going to make boatloads of money, he's going to go buy yachts and just go buy a bunch of stuff that he probably doesn't really need, and people are just struggling hand to mouth, I just don't agree with it.
Well, I mean, that's business, right? If I own a restaurant, then I make the money, and people who want to go and eat there pay to go eat there, and then I pay taxes. So in some ways, everybody makes out because if I do really well, I'm paying a lot of taxes to the state. Yes,
that can be business, but there's also another business model called the democratic model, where in which all the workers that take part in the business own a certain share, and they all get a vote in the major decisions that the businesses to take.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. John, thanks a lot. Let's go over to Steve and Wilton. Steve, you're on. Hello, Steve. Did I press the button well? Are you there, Steve? Okay. Are you there, Steve? What is going on? All right. I'm sorry to Steve. How about Jerome in Springfield? Jerome, are you there?
I am.
Hi, you're on.
Well, I was just going to comment on some of the other callers I heard call in about the fact that casinos were benign and, you know, people who wanted to go should be allowed to go. I mean, I guess that sounds good, but I'm in Massachusetts here. We're authorizing a limited number of them.
Yeah.
One of them in an urban area, which is another topic. But everyone says, oh, they produce all this revenue, et cetera. They don't produce anything. You know, nothing leaves the casino as a finished product here. They don't import anything. They just export cash out of the region, out of the local economies, out of the small businesses that are already there, and it leaves.
But, I mean, you could say the same thing about a movie theater. It's entertainment dollars. Yes, you go to a movie theater. I'm not bringing anything out of the movie theater except memories of the movie.
Yeah, but they're not going to put a $500 million, quote-unquote, revenue-earning movie theater in downtown Springfield. And that's where my beef is, that this is an 800-pound gorilla coming in, sucking up a huge amount of money out of the local economy that's struggling, dangling a small carrot of municipal taxes that they're going to contribute.
Yeah.
But they're going to eat up all that in services that they're going to require for all the extra crime. And
now, Springfield, now you live in Springfield?
I'm actually adjacent to it in Long Meadow.
Okay, so you're sort of in the middle of this whole argument, and you guys will have to vote as well. And so, I mean, what's your sense of the feeling on the street regarding this?
Well, it's funny. A lot of people are resigned to it, thinking that it's a done deal.
Yeah.
And I think MGM has done a really good job of brainwashing people to that effect with their huge advertising budget.
Mm-hmm.
The mayor here has signed on as a spokesperson for the MGM in advertisements promoting people to vote for it, which I think is, frankly, unethical. But, yeah, a lot of people just think, oh, it's a done deal. And it's not. The vote is July 16th, and there's every reason not to vote for this. It's a lousy legacy to leave your children.
Now, to take the other side for a moment, now, I mean, Springfield's had its troubles economically for a long time. And you know, there's been some sizable issues with crime as well. Would you at least allow the possibility that this may be there may be an upside to this?
You probably haven't been to Atlantic City if you say that.
I have not.
Yeah, I mean, these things do not solve crime in cities.
What about a city that's strapped? In other words, Springfield's had lots of problems with money and you know, advisory boards and everything else for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So would you allow that there might be a possibility this may be an infusion of capital which will allow for improvements and everything else?
You might see a short-term capital improvement during construction,
mm-hmm.
but other than that, I don't think you're going to see a long-term effect.
All right, Jerome. Hey, listen.
Historically, they don't help out their neighborhoods. They want people to be in their little island and never leave it and don't spend a dime outside of it.
So. Now, you know, the question is, you know, it's going to happen in Western Massachusetts in what, Palmer, West Springfield, or Springfield?
Correct.
They're all close enough together that theoretically, if what you say is going to come to pass, does happen, then the negatives will be there for all three anyway, yes?
Probably. I'd like to see not have one at all in the state, but I guess we're stuck with it. Our elected representatives decided to leap into this without a referendum and make up an arbitrary three casinos that are going to go here. So we're sort of stuck with it. I'd rather not see any at all.
All right. Hey, Jerome, thanks a lot, and good luck with the vote. We appreciate it. Let's go to Richard in Mass. Richard, you're on.
Hi. Interestingly enough, I'm on my way to a casino.
Which one?
I'm going to the one down in Lincoln, Rhode Island. They just opened it up for table games and made it a full-fledged casino about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Now, have you been to this one prior?
Oh, yeah. I've been to this. No, yeah, I didn't. I didn't like it when it was just slot machines. I'm not a slot machine kind of guy. I'm a table. I play craps. So that's a table game.
Yeah.
And so I never liked the casino. I did go there to visit it, and I really didn't like the place. But now they got table games. It's closer than going to either one of the ones in Connecticut because it's boxes. I live in Belchertown, which is right next door to Palmer, which is one of the places they're thinking about building it. I think that Palmer's got a real edge in having it simply because of the reputation of Springfield being a crime-ridden, corrupt little city.
Mohegan's going to pump a lot of money into that if they get it, like up to $1 billion, they said.
Well, yeah, and not to mention that the owner of the Natick Mall, which is an incredible mall in Natick, Massachusetts, has purchased the adjacent land to build a similar mall right there. So you're talking about a true destination resort with the shopping and all the rest of the good stuff. I think they got the edge. It really is the best place to put it, and not in Springfield. Springfield has got a lot of problems, not to mention that 91 South, that whole connector has to be rebuilt for $425 million, and that's going to go on the same time they're going to try to build and open a casino. So I don't think that's probably, the place that's going to get it.
Interesting. Interesting. So you're heading to, now, where is this place in Rhode Island that you're on?
It's in Lincoln, Rhode Island. It's off of 146. It's just over the line. It's about, 12 or 13 miles over the Mass line.
Yeah.
Into Rhode Island. I've been there now several times. It's nicely run. It's clean. The people that are operating it are very friendly. I listen to some of the comments on there. About people who are opposed to gambling. So don't gamble. No one says you have to go.
Yeah.
And I see some of the people that they're talking about, sitting there, playing slot machines, probably people who could ill afford it. But, unless we're going to take everybody's rights away here in America, there is freedom of choice. We have lost. I'm a guy who grew up in the 50s and the 60s. We have lost so much of our freedom because of the liberal do-goodies, who want to dictate to everybody how they're going to live. It's just one more instance.
You make your point and you make it well. And Richard, good luck. Throw him good today, all right?
And I sure will. Take care, sir. Bye.
All right, buddy. 1-800-348-2551. First person I've ever talked to actually gone to that casino in Rhode Island. I forgot all about that they were part of that equation as well. Mike in Springfield, you're on. Mike.
Hey, Ray. How are we doing today?
Hey, good.
Hey, listen, I grew up in Uncasville, Connecticut, where Mohegan Sun is.
Yeah.
I currently live within 6 miles of Foxwoods, and I live in North Stonington.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, I'm psyched about having all these other states getting casinos because I'd love to get my town back.
Limit the traffic through. I know, driving to, and I've been to Foxwoods more than once, and driving through that town, I always say, gosh, everybody who lives on the main drag in Norwich must just say, God, enough.
And it's just unbelievable. Listen, it's not just about the gambling. It's about the change of the culture.
Yeah.
It's a migratory workforce, and they come in droves by the thousands and don't respect, the local cultures, the problems in the school systems with the different dialogues.
And, yep.
Norwich Free Academy has 50 Oriental dialogues that need to be taught, and it's just... you have to, you know, throw that into your town budget. You need three teachers to teach that kind of language. And it's, you know, it's the it's everything about what the casinos bring into town. They bring in, you know, the people who don't care about speed limits, the people who don't care about, you know, your neighbor, the amount of break-ins that we have. It's not the cities. You know, they drive around the predator people that are associated with casinos. They drive around the small towns, and they see how easy it is to break into a house, and they do. Our crime level is skyrocketed. The amount of children that are left in parking lots while the parents are inside gambling, it's a dredge on society, and it's, you know, we've had it for too long. And so I'm great. I think it's great that the Poconos are thinking about it, that Springfield's thinking about it, the stuff that's going on in Rhode Island. It's going to ease the burden. It's tongue-in-cheek, but it's really reality.
I understand your point, and New York will be doing it as well. You're right. Eventually, the market has to reach saturation, and I really thought that the Connecticut casinos had reached that point.
I think they have, Ray. If you look at the diversification that Mohegan Sun is considering right now in Foxwoods with going in with these kind of mall ideas, they're going to now start catering to shoppers versus gamblers. You know, and I think that, you know, the New England area has had its money sucked out by gambling. And, you know, people who are coming into this with a new venture, I think they're going to be in for a surprise that there's not that much money left.
Well,
you know, for the slot machines and the other types of small-time gamblers, you're always going to have the whales flying in and doing that sort of thing. But, you know, the money that Connecticut gets is mostly all from slot action. And you don't get high-end gamblers doing that.
Yeah.
You get the mom-and-pop people doing it. And that money's been sucked out of their wallets.
Well, Mike, thanks a lot. I really appreciate that perspective. And we're going to take another call here. And we will go to Jane in East Palmetto. Jane, you're on.
Hi, Ray. I'm also against the casinos, and I liken it to a call girl. It's like a well-dressed, well-educated, pretty, nice jewelry, confident, well-educated woman comes in and impresses everybody. But at the bottom line is she's still a hooker. And, you know, once the money's gone and the resources have dried up, she's gone. I don't think there's any loyalty with any of the big companies that are trying to come in.
Mm.
It's just like a prostitute coming into your town. I'm totally against it.
Well, thanks a lot, Jane. That's a very colorful way to put it. I appreciate it. Let's go to Marshall in Kingston. Marshall, you're on.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
So I wanted to call in. I actually work in social services and deal with mental health and addiction. And my concern, I mean, I absolutely support people's right to choose what they do and if they choose to gamble. But with the idea of this money that's supposed to be going into treatment, money is just being cut from social services left and right, as with a lot of other areas. And, you know, like it makes me think of the smoking cessation and the tax on cigarettes. And New York is rated really low in terms of our prevention education. So my concern is that, okay, well, if you're going to do it, but let's make sure that money, and again, it goes back to the government, like another caller said, but just that there will be a need there, I believe.
So we had mentioned earlier that I think I quoted CNBC, an article that said, we only have about 30 seconds left, that $500 fee for every slot machine and table game in New York in this legislation would go toward gambling addiction. Is that enough?
Right. I don't really believe that will even necessarily happen.
Okay.
That's my perspective.
Well, Marshall, thanks a lot for the call. Let's get one more in here before we go. Marty in Monticello, about 30 seconds, okay?
Okay.
You're on.
Okay. I'd like to voice my opinion regarding the gambling.
Sure.
If anybody has been up to the Catskill, Sullivan County area in the last few years, you'll notice how depressed and what a steep decline it has gone through since the 70s.
Yep.
Unemployment is very high. On the main street of the towns, anywhere from 50 to 70% of the storefronts are empty because there is no business. And the largest employer in the county of Sullivan is the Department of Social Services. We have a real serious problem. We were a resort destination. All of the people who used to come here are gone because they're going to other places.
Yeah.
Personally, I have been to many casinos all over the Caribbean, the United States. Last week I was in Niagara Falls in Canada.
Okay, we only got about 5 seconds here, so...
Okay. Gambling is a choice that each individual has to make, but those people who want to do it, who want to gamble, want to spend their money that way, should have the right to do so.
All right, Marty, we're going to leave it there. Thank you very much to everyone who called in. Support comes from Ashfield Stone, Shelburne Falls, Massachusetts. Quarry and fabrication used for enduring landscapes and interiors, including countertops and floor planking, rare and wonderful native stone of the Berkshires, ashfieldstone.com. Binny Water, Ice and Spring Water, Kingston, Pure Spring Water, Coffee Service, and Mountain Valley Spring Water, delivered to homes and businesses, local and family-owned, binnywater.com. Reform Pilates Studio, Saratoga Springs, teaching Romanos Pilates, providing a fully equipped studio with gratis apparatus, private and small group classes, reformyourbody.com. And Laurie Stillwell, CPA, PC, providing tax and accounting services for businesses and their owners in Saratoga Springs and beyond, stillwellcpa.com. Thanks to everybody who joined us. Thanks to Zach Malloy at the controls. And thanks to Hannah Hohenstein-Flack for handling the phones today. That's all. News is next.